Hi and welcome to Let Spirit Lead. I'm Cissy Williams and in this episode I'll be answering one of the most common questions I get, which is, why do I seem to be better for a little while after having done a meditation, a shamanic journey, a healing session or a course? And then those old thoughts keep coming back. Why is that? Am I doing something wrong or am I missing something? So I'll be diving into the answer to this question, where I share how we can strengthen our spiritual muscle so we have the strength needed to shift our focus, so we stop listening to the ego mind's voice and instead we tune into spirit's loving voice, so spirit can guide us to the positive solutions, insights, learnings and understanding we need to heal and transform our inner wounds. Wounds held in our own psyche, but also held in our ancestral programming and in the collective. All these wounds are coming up to the surface now, and they've been coming up pretty strongly since last year. And we are all invited to do this inner journey of healing so we can transform this heavy energy into light. And through us doing this healing journey, we start to transform those old wounds into beautiful sources of wisdom and compassion. The key understanding here is that we can't shift a problem from the same level it was created, and the problems in our lives have been created by the ego mind. So in order to heal this, we have to call on a higher guidance, we have to call on spirit, and to do that we need to have a strong spiritual muscle. Because it takes strength to be able to shift our focus. It's so easy to be stuck in a heavy negative energy. And to shift out of that, we need a strong spiritual muscle. At the end of the episode, I take you on a guided journey where you connect more deeply with spirit, so you can let spirit lead you into a life where you're being all that you are, extending your light and sharing your love and gifts and wisdom with the world. This episode is from a recent lecture and journey I did with my students on their shamanic energy medicine practitioner training. If you'd like to find out more about the shamanic energy medicine training or listen to more guided shamanic journeys, then visit energymedicine.training. But for now, let's head over to this week's episode, which is all about strengthening your spiritual muscle so you can shift your focus and let the positive solutions into your life. A common question I get is, why do I seem to be better after a course or a healing session or a shamanic journey or I've been meditating? So I seem to be better for a while and then those old thoughts keep coming back again. Why is that? Am I doing something wrong? You know, am I missing something? Am I avoiding something? Or is it that I will always have to keep on working on myself? Does it never end? This is such a common question. And I think many of us have probably asked us that question sometimes. And the thing is that you can actually shift it, even if it's just for a few hours or even just 5 minutes. If you've been in a really depressed state and you manage to shift that state just for 5 minutes, it is such a miracle. I remember first time that happened for me when I was 24 and I was in that deep, deep, dark depression. And I had prayed and asked for guidance. And then I found myself in Sweden the following day. And I was walking past this bookshop. You've all heard me tell this story so many times. And these three books kind of landed in my lap. And as I sat there in this bookshop, Vattumannen, and I started reading these three books, I sat there for a whole day. The Power is Within You, Love is the Answer, and Creative Visualization. That darkness lifted. And it was as if I was being bathed in light. And that was just such an awesome, amazing experience. Because I didn't know then that there was a way out for me. I felt trapped by this darkness. And then, you know, I closed the books and the darkness would come back. So I kept on reading, I kept on reading, I kept on practicing what was in these books. And it was all about shifting my thought patterns, shifting my energy, shifting my focus. And whenever I would make a shift, whenever I would heal another layer, of that darkness, I would feel that lightness, I would feel that expansion, and it feels so great. And then a little while later, the ego mind would kick in, because the ego mind does not want you to make this shift. It didn't want me to shift, because the ego mind wanted me to stay stuck in that darkness, because then it had me in its hold. And the ego mind is very clever. It's your own intelligence turned against you. So it will use your old habits that it knows pulls you out of alignment with that light, pulls you out of alignment with your soul. So doubt will creep in. Negative thought patterns will creep in. Self-punishment will creep in. Or blame towards other people. Finding little things to get annoyed with. Whatever habits you have been using that have been from the ego mind, because these habits now, they have got such strong grooves in your nervous system, it's like you kind of immediately just go back into them, yeah? So the ego mind will do that. It will always do that to you. So if you then start to think, oh, you know, what's the point? You know, I did this course, I had this session, or I do these meditations and I'm still waking up with this. Or maybe it's just not for me, or maybe it's just not working. Then you allow yourself to go back into that ego mind domain where you are being held hostage to that negative energy. No one said it was going to be easy. Yeah, if it was easy, we would have shifted this millions of years ago, but it's not easy. Yeah. And the only way to bring you out of this, the only way is to develop spiritual strength. And this is where I see that most of us fall down. We want to have a quick fix. We want to just be able to read a book and, you know, and then you changed forever. Or we want to do a course and then everything will be great. Or we want to meet that partner and then everything will be wonderful. We want a quick fix, and that's the ego mind wanting to have a quick fix so it can use spirit, it can use the universe as its own personal genie to grant it all its wishes. That's not spiritual expansion. Spiritual expansion is that we show up for the work each and every time it comes to our door. And it will come to our door a lot because that spiritual muscle needs to be strengthened constantly. If you only go to the gym for 1 week when you're 20 and you then are later 60, you're not going to have a strong body. Yeah, we can't expect to just have a strong spiritual muscle from doing a bit of a meditation once in a while, once every 6 months, and then we do a course maybe once every 2 years, and we think that's enough. That's not enough. And that's the part where we have to make a commitment that I am here to be part of this shift. And in order for me to shift this heavy energy I see around me, I feel within me, I notice in my life, I have to do the work needed. I apologize in advance because it's going to sound as if I'm telling us off, but we have to stop moaning about how hard it is and that it requires so much effort and it's so much work and we're not getting the rewards and all of that is just noise. Yeah. You are here to be able to bring your spiritual truth, your spiritual light down into the physical reality, a physical reality that is really heavy. And what you think will actually allow you to bring that light through, it is your ability to hold it in this time-space reality, and you hold it through that spiritual strength, yeah? Because this time-space reality is filled with a heavy, toxic energy because the ego mind has created so much wounding in our collective human consciousness. It's like we're all infected with a massive virus, you know, literally and metaphorically speaking. A virus of the ego mind that's caused us to go insane and very, very sick, very, very out of alignment with true health, true light from our soul. And in order for us to be able to heal that virus infection, we need to develop our own spiritual immune system. And the way we develop that spiritual immune system is by showing up for each challenge. That's how our physical immune system is actually strengthened. Yeah. This is the bizarre thing. Our physical immune system gets weaker the cleaner our environment is. If you're never exposed to bacteria or viruses or dirt, you'll end up being very allergic to everything because your physical immune system has never developed the strength it needs. Same when you have a baby. Initially, you get every cold that they later come home with when they start to go to nursery. And you are sick constantly for about maybe a couple of years, and then you develop such a strong immune system because you have allowed that immune system to become challenged, yeah? So you get stronger. It's the same with our spiritual immune system. So when these challenges turn up in your life, bless them, welcome them, recognize that you're being invited to expand your consciousness so much that you start to be able to hold more light whilst in a physical body. Expand your consciousness so much that you're able to still be that light even when it's dark all around you. That's how you develop that spiritual immune system. Not by having everything in your life turn out the way you want it to. Because if it did that, then it would be like growing up in an environment with no bacteria, no viruses, no dirt. You would never be challenged in that. Yeah? Another thing is that it never ends. This working on ourselves, connecting with spirit, because that connecting with spirit, being able to bring in more light, being able to shift a heavy energy, is how we expand our consciousness. And we are always expanding. That's why there is always more to heal, always more to learn, always more to discover. That's why we never know enough. That's also why it's so important to stay humble, because if you ever think that you know it all, that's not a good place to be. Yeah, there's always more to expand into. The universe is constantly expanding, and so are you. Yeah. So what can we then do when we are stuck in a challenge? Well, when we're stuck in a challenge, then what the ego mind wants to do, it just wants to fix it. So it wants to go out there and solve it and find the solutions and fix it and get the results it wants. Whilst your soul wants the challenge to become an invitation for you to grow, for you to expand, for you to heal something within you, something within the ancestral pattern, something within the collective, something that is affecting the world, so you start to clear that virus within you. So you instead start to develop like spiritual antibodies that helps to heal not only you, but others. It's like developing a herd immunity that we are all starting to develop also at a physical level when it comes to COVID, but this is the same with this. Yeah. And the ego mind wouldn't want you to do this. It just wants you to stay stuck. It wants you to find faults with what's going on. It wants you to blame. It wants you to go into bitterness. It wants you to go into helplessness. And it wants you to keep focusing on what you haven't got so that you just give up. Because it knows that the moment you start to align yourself with this higher power, the divine strength in you, it's game over for the ego mind. You know, it can't actually exist in those areas of your psyche where you are being guided by spirit. It's impossible for it to exist there. Yeah. Those areas of your mind that is now under the guardianship of spirit, those areas of your mind are healed. So when you are encountering something, and you all have encountered something, maybe today, the past week, the past month, that has really frustrated you because perhaps it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out. Perhaps you didn't get what you wanted to get. Perhaps you've had pain in your body and you don't like that. Perhaps you've developed an illness and you didn't like that. Perhaps a relationship has broken down and you are in grief over that. Perhaps you've had the loss of a business. Perhaps you didn't get a job that you wanted. And the ego mind would see these as proof that life is not working out for you. It would also see it as proof that it's something wrong with you, or it's something wrong with your body. It's something wrong with X, Y, and Z. And as you listen to that, as you listen to that voice, as you are being kind of hijacked and taken out of alignment from your soul's truth, and you go down that well-trodden path of that negative programming that you have. We all have a certain negative programming, whether that is, you know, anxiety or worry or blame or bitterness or helplessness or feeling a victim or whatever it is. Know that that is your exact invitation to call on spirit to help you shift your focus. Yeah. To help you shift your focus from fear to love, from doubt to trust, from feeling stuck to feeling hopeful, feeling that you expand your awareness so much that you suddenly start to see and feel and just know the solutions, the guidance that will bring you to the solutions, or you just start to witness the light that is there when you choose to see it. But you can't find that love, that trust, that, well, you can find trust actually by yourself because you have to be willing to trust. But that shift you can't make on your own. You can't shift it through the power of the mind. And I feel that's where many of us in the self-help industry have gone completely wrong, thinking we can do everything with the power of our mind. And the ego mind has a field day with this, thinking, yes, I am the master of the whole universe and I'm going to create the world I want. I'm going to have this, this, and this. And we can't shift it through that level of the mind because that's the level the problem was created in the first place. But your soul knows how to shift it. The divine in you knows how to shift it. So as you invite the divine to take over, you will go through that shift. And that shift is the miracle. Yeah, that shift is the miracle that takes you into the truth of who you are, which is that you are so much more than your physical body. You are so much more than your mind could ever comprehend. You are so much more than we could ever possibly put into words. And the miracle takes you into that timeless, eternal essence of who you are, which is in alignment with the whole divine source. And from that divine source, everything you'll need will flow into your awareness, will flow into your consciousness, will flow eventually into your life. And we have all experienced that miracle. It's the miracle of healing. It's the miracle of suddenly, you know, the situation changes. It's the miracle of meeting the right person at the right time. It's the miracle of suddenly being filled with peace when you were so previously filled with that heaviness and the darkness and the doubt, and suddenly you're filled with peace. And you go, oh my God, I just tasted grace. That is there for you the moment you are willing to shift your focus. Yeah? Okay. So according to A Course in Miracles, a miracle is a correction where you course correct. So you make this attitudinal shift from fear to love, from doubt to trust. So instead of heading down that rabbit hole, the ego mind would take you down, where you end up in this dark world filled with fear and anxiety and problems and suffering, and it just goes round, 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 round in that darkness. You can now instead shift direction where you let grace guide you into a light-filled world filled with all that love and happiness and above all, the positive solutions that you're longing for, yeah? Because you can't find those solutions down in that rabbit hole. You have to call on grace to guide you, yeah? And as you do that, as you call on grace to guide you, as you call on spirit to guide you, whatever you call this force, as you call on that presence of love to guide you, your mind starts to heal. And grace knows how to guide your mind from fear to love, from doubt to trust. And this is how the mind is awakened to the truth of what you are, by you being willing to be guided, yeah? And the funny thing is, we all know this and still we resist asking for help. We go, no, I'm gonna figure it out myself. But all those positive solutions, all those amazing opportunities for healing, they come from grace, because all miracles are gifts from divine grace. And this divine grace knows what the highest outcome for every situation is, whilst your mind doesn't have a clue. But grace knows, because grace is that divine intelligence that guides all of life. Yeah. So obviously we want to have miracles in our lives. So how can we then call in the miracles? Well, the main thing is that we first have to have faith. Faith is that first step where we have faith that there is something there that will help me, that will guide me, that will take me on this journey of healing. So faith is that willingness to be healed. It's faith in something higher than our mind. That's the first step. And as you take that first step, what A Course in Miracles writes, which I think is so beautiful, is that the universe then will bring you witnesses of your faith. Yeah. The universe will always bring you witnesses of what you believe in. So when you believe in fear, you'll just get more witnesses of fear. But when you actually believe in faith, when you have faith, you will be brought witnesses of your faith. And this is when the miraculous solutions and that deep healing will start to unfold in your life. And as you witness these miracles, which you all have witnessed in your life, your faith deepens. Now you know it works. You can feel it in your bones. You know it that it works. And the more faith you have, the more you start to see this light-filled world, the more your mind awakens and the more you open up for even more healing, even more miracles, even more of that beautiful highest path that is waiting for you. So you need to practice your faith muscle, because the stronger it is, the more you open that door to that highest path, to the divine source, allowing all the miracles to flow into your life. So when you are experiencing a difficulty, maybe you lost a job, you've had an argument with someone, something that you had planned for or worked for didn't work out, you feel stuck again, whatever it is, just ask yourself, who am I giving energy to here? Am I giving energy to the ego mind by going into doubt and negativity and that darkness that comes with that? Or am I giving energy to faith? Am I giving energy to my faith in my soul, in the divine? What am I strengthening in me? The weakness in me or the divine strength in me? Yeah, that's the choice point. And you all have to make that choice. You all have to make that choice. No one else can do it for you. This requires hard work. It's commitment. It's showing up constantly. There are no quick fixes. You have to make that choice daily, several times per day. Yeah. You're encountering something. You have to make that choice. What am I going to choose here? The weakness in me or the divine strength in me? Fear or love? Listening to the ego mind or calling on spirit to come and help me? Calling on grace, inviting those miracles in. And something the Course writes, which again I think is beautiful, it's a bit poetic, so I'm going to read it for you. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world, where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What this means is that as you have faith, so you call on grace, then grace immediately rushes in, sending miracles into your life, like healing raindrops from heaven, allowing that which you have asked for help with to be cleansed and healed and reborn,
at the right divine timing. It's often a journey with it. It's a process with it. Yeah, the ego mind would like it to happen now. And sometimes it happens instantaneously, but often it involves time. But I feel that this is just so amazing that when we call on grace, the miracles will be sent into our lives, allowing a healing to take place. But you have to let go of your need for what that healing should be. You have to let go of your need for how this situation should be resolved. And instead, you have to trust that the healing will be for the highest good of all concerned, free from your agenda and free from the ego's agenda. And I know that I've shared this story before, but such a powerful, powerful experience for me of this was when my mom was dying. And I had flown back over and I was sitting with her by her bedside, and we didn't know she was dying then. This was on the Thursday. And as I was sitting there, and I had my sister there and our children were there, and I asked mom, "So when did you have this physio session that she thought was what had broken her neck?" And mom said, I think it was 25th or 26th of May, and this was now 1st of August. And as she said, it was in May. I just knew in that instant that the fracture in her neck was because the cancer had spread and that she would never leave the hospital, because you can't have a fracture from something that happened that long ago. And I didn't know what to do because I couldn't reveal to anyone what I knew in that moment. And I recognized that from my own human self, this was just too painful for me to even endure the realization that my mom would die. And I just called on grace. I just called on grace and said, "Please help me." And it was as if grace just descended within me and just helped me. And then grace from that moment took over the whole experience with mom dying. And in the external world, it looked as if everything was going, you know, basically completely the wrong way, because the doctors didn't believe that she was as ill as she was and she wasn't being taken to hospice or anything like that. And we had to struggle with that. And my sister went away on our holiday because my mom wanted her to go. So she went on the Saturday. And then my kids went back home on the Monday. And then mom got her own room on the Tuesday. And on the Tuesday, she finally realized she was dying. And from that moment, it was just me and her. And she just let go. And she was gone 2 days later. And on the external level, it looked as if everything was wrong. But we were completely held in grace all the way through. And I could see later the perfection in all of this, because she needed to be without distractions as she moved into her sacred death process. And she could only do that with less of us being there. That's the power of grace. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. I wanted her to live. You know, I wanted to have my sister there. I wanted other things. But I had to be willing to let it be free from my agenda and totally trust grace, trust spirit to take over. And it did. So, have faith. Have faith that everything happens for you, not to you. Have faith that everything happens for your evolution, for your expansion. And there is always more to learn, more to expand into. And your soul and the universe will work together to bring to you that which you need for you to blossom into the next amazing expression of your unique light. And sometimes what's been brought to our door are those challenges, and they're not there to punish us. They act like a birth canal to increase the pressure on us, where we're being invited to dig very deep within and choose to use our spiritual muscle, choose to focus on our soul's truth, choose to focus on letting spirit guide us, even when that means that we have to journey into that birth canal, into the darkness, and heal that virus infection. After my mom died, after the funeral, I was certainly invited to go so deep in my own healing journey, and a lot of that was messy. A lot of that was not nice. It was so much pain and suffering and anger and venom and poison that was within me and within my ancestors that I had to clear through me. And I had to go through that I had to go through that. I couldn't bypass away from it. I couldn't wish it away. I couldn't just, you know, visualize something pretty. I had to get into the mess of that. And as I did that, boy, was I expanded in my consciousness and in my ability to hold more love and hold more compassion and hold more wisdom and hold more truth within my physical body. And then once that was healed and cleared, then was the next awakening with the heart attack, and that brought me on another deep level, and it was just to dive into it even more, allowing it to shatter the hold of the old me on me and allow myself to move through that birth without having an agenda for where it would lead me. Just trusting that as I allow that divine guidance to take me, I would be expanded into something new. But what that new was is not for me to decide. It's for my soul to bring through me. And one thing that helps when we're doing this journey, when we go into the messiness of it all, is to recognize that, which is what A Course in Miracles writes, what all the mystical teachings writes, that you are already in the level of your soul, in your essence, you are complete and healed and whole. You are a shining reflection of Spirit's love. Always, always, always. That is the divine truth of who you are. Whilst in our human consciousness, we're a little bit messed up, yeah? And as you accept your part in the healing of the world, so you do this journey of healing, that's when you start to become a miracle worker. You become a light worker, where you start to help to guide others back to love, back to the truth of who they are. And you will immediately be placed by the universe in a situation with another being, with another person, where you, whatever you have just healed within you, you will then naturally share it with others. Yeah. Always. You don't have to make a business plan to have them find you. You don't have to do goal setting for it. The universe knows how to guide them to you. They will come because they are meant to get the medicine that you brought back through your healing. Yeah? So embrace your healing journey. Keep showing up for the challenges. Not with the ego mind trying to fix the problem, but from a place of being humble, where you recognize that you really don't have a clue how to solve it, but you know that Spirit does. Call on Spirit to guide you. Allow grace to take over. And trust that as grace takes over, you will be guided to those miraculous solutions and insights and healing wisdom that is there for you from the world of Spirit. They will start to flow into your experience, and you will be amazed by what you'll witness. The perfection of it will just blow your mind away, literally. It will blow the ego mind away. And you then recognize that grace is a far better ally than the ego mind. So you switch allegiance. You switch allegiance. You stop listening to that negative, doubting, blaming, bitter, accusatory ego voice, which is like a poisonous snake. And instead, you pray several times per day, "Dear Spirit, I'm willing to choose peace here. I'm willing to be guided. Show me where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. I am willing to follow your lead." And that is all you have to do. And grace will take care of the rest. Yeah, and part of that rest is that grace will then guide you into that healing. And yes, at times, life is very tough, and we then have to call on grace hundreds of times per day. When my dad died and we had all that upheaval after his death, I called on grace constantly through the night. I just kept saying, "Love, compassion, forgiveness, love, compassion, forgiveness, love, compassion, forgiveness, love, compassion, forgiveness." I call on grace over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because that grace, as the stuff was being brought up to the surface after my dad's passing, it was like I was, all those ways that I had been crucified by others and crucified myself and crucified others through my own judgment and my own attack thoughts, all of that was trying to strangle me again. And as I just kept calling on grace, kept calling on grace, kept calling on grace, it couldn't stick. That old energy could not hold me, could not bind me anymore. It just fell away. That's the power of calling on grace. So we will now do a journey, and this journey is going to be around 40 minutes, and I would recommend you have paper and pen nearby
as you will be writing at the end of the journey. And some of you may also be writing during one part of the journey. I will tell you when during the meditation. And also make sure you can be totally undisturbed during this journey, so you can let yourself be held by grace all the way through. So let's start our journey now. I'd like you to sit or lie down in a comfortable position for you. And just close your eyes and feel yourself relaxing. You're just starting to sink deeper and deeper into your beautiful stillness, the stillness of grace that also lives inside of you. Just sink deeper and deeper into this eternal stillness, this eternal pool of grace within you. You're sinking deeper and deeper into the light that shines within your mystical heart, and it's like your thoughts, they know. Your whole being knows I'm meant to journey into that light. The light is calling me home, it's calling me home. And feel yourself coming home to this light that shines in your mystical heart. This light is welcoming you back home. And you realize this light is a portal that leads into the world of spirit. And as you arrive in the world of spirit, you find yourself in this beautiful, magical landscape. Notice the landscape for you. And there is a path here in your sacred landscape. You start walking on this path, and it's taking you deeper and deeper into the arms of grace. Deeper and deeper into the arms of God, of the Goddess. You journeying home to the truth of who you are. And the path is starting to take you up a mountain. You journeying higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. And up here on this mountain, you are being welcomed by your spirit team, by those spirit guides and masters, angels, goddesses, spirit animals, and your soul's angel, your guardian angel that is always with you. They're all here, supporting you, guiding you, loving you,
here in the world of spirit, you are always surrounded by these powerful beings of love, of wisdom, of light, of truth. And there is a beautiful divine fire burning up here. A fire that can help you heal and transform anything. And you either sit down, you stand up on this mountaintop so that you can look down upon your life down there, your life, humanity, the world. And from this higher perspective, you can see more clearly. And I want you to notice the thoughts you have had. Were you been stuck in fear, anxiety, doubt, judgment, blame, bitterness? Notice all those thought patterns where you have trapped yourself. And just notice them for now. Notice how these thoughts have trapped you, how they caused you to get stuck in the ego's mindset. It's like heavy chains, like a heavy blanket, like a darkness keeping you bound to a lower vibration, a lower and more dense reality. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you notice it? And also notice the thoughts of fear and judgment and blame and bitterness and suppression and all this insanity that is also present in your ancestral programming, in the collective, in society, both in the masculine and in the feminine. Witness it. See the suffering it causes. We are insane. From this level of the mind. Can you see how it spreads like a virus? But those thoughts, they're just thoughts.
They're just thoughts from the ego mind. They are just illusions. They are not real. This low vibration is not your reality. It is only something that's been created by these fear-based thoughts. But they are only thoughts, and thoughts can be changed. Thoughts can be changed. Feel the hope that descends as you realize this. Thoughts can be changed, and in your soul, you know that. Your soul's angel and your spirit team, they all know that, and they are here to help you. So feel how you start to place all these heavy thoughts into this divine fire that is burning up here. Just place all those old thoughts of fear and anxiety and doubt and blame and bitterness and judgment and suffering. Place it all on the fire. Place the chains on the fire. Place all that heavy darkness on the fire. And cut the cords with it all too. Cut through all time and space, freeing you, freeing humanity, freeing the collective, freeing your ancestors. Just let it all burn through this holy divine fire, the fire of God, the fire of Christ, the fire of the goddess, the fire of grace. You may even want to send the fire, this beautiful, transformative, healing, divine, sacred fire down there, releasing the hold this has had on us, cleansing that virus, healing it. So I will be quiet now for a while so you can do this. Feel, see, and notice how the fire just burns it all away. This divine fire is cleansing it all, transforming it all. Transforming that old heaviness into light, into light, into light, into light, into healing, into grace. And in this light, in this grace, in this healing, forgive. It all. Forgive everyone. Forgive yourself. Forgive all things. Forgive it all. declare it to every person, every situation, every being, that you are forgiving it all. Be willing to be a conduit through which forgiveness shines. Be willing to be a conduit through which love is expressed and extended through you. Let creation be as spirit would have it be and as it is. See the light that shines in all of creation. See the light, witness the light. And know that in creation, all things are given to you forever and forever. Because you are, as Spirit created you, you are eternal, you are light, you are love itself. And taste the truth of this. You can't lose. You can only give. And in the giving, you receive all that which is yours eternally. Everything you give to others, you receive as gifts as well. When you give love, you receive even more love. When you give peace, you receive even more peace. So give. Give your love, your happiness, your creativity, your light, your wisdom. Bless the world with it all, with your gifts. And have faith that everything you give returns to you. So feel how you do that now. Give of your love, your wisdom, your light, your creativity, your passion, your joy, your faith. Give. And this is your choice to give of the light that you are, to give the love that you are, to give the blessing that you are. So decide to give only gifts and miracles today, trusting that as you do, you also end up receiving the miracles you need to help solve any problems you perceive in your life. There is a beautiful passage from A Course in Miracles which says, the only thing that is ever missing in any situation in your life which you experience as a problem is what you are not giving. So give. Give. And feel, see, notice and hear and declare yourself giving, 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 giving. Extending your light. Expressing your love. And feel that the more you give, the more you connect with grace, trusting grace to continue to guide you, and feel how grace is here surrounding you, blessing you, holding you, flooding your whole mind, your heart, your whole being with light. Let yourself be held in this light. Feel how it fills you with joy and peace and love and trust. Feel how it restores you to sanity and freedom and love. And let the light from grace, let this light ignite your own inner light even more. So this divine light from source, from grace, from God, and your light become one. And the more you open up for this light, allowing it to ignite your light, feel how this light gives you wings, spiritual wings, wings filled with strength, with grace, with the power of God, of the Goddess. Giving you the ability to fly. So feel how you stretch out these wings now and let yourself take off, flying high, high, high up into the sky, soaring way above the world, going higher and higher. Feel yourself connecting with the cosmos, with the stars, with the sun, with the moon, expanding, expanding, expanding into the light of grace. Expanding, expanding, expanding even more. Aligning yourself with the divine intelligence that guides all of life. And as you're flying up here, being connected with the cosmos, with grace, you look down upon the world and look now through the eyes of light, through the eyes of source, and feel how this light pours out of your eyes like beams of light down into the world, helping to light up our world, helping to light up your life, helping to light up any area in your life where more light is needed. Blast it with light, with love. And then you fly back to the mountaintop again. And as you sit here, watching the world below you, let us say the following prayer. You may want to repeat it silently in your mind, in your heart, and your soul. Dear Spirit, this holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge. For I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. You may want to repeat that one a few times in your mind. Dear Spirit, this holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. Feel how your mind surrenders as you say this. You're handing over your mind, your body, your being to Spirit, and you allow spirit, the divine in you, to be in charge, and you are willing to follow the divine, certain that the divine knows the direction to guide you in that will allow you to expand more and more in peace. So let yourself receive guidance from spirit now. Just be still and you let spirit be in charge. Let spirit guide your thoughts, your visions, your insights. Just be still, be relaxed, and allow your mind and heart to receive guidance and direction now. You may receive messages and insights. You may receive healing and rejuvenation. Spirit knows what is best for you. All you have to do is to give this instant to spirit and let spirit be in charge. So you step back and then you wait for the guidance and the direction that will come, being certain that this will give you peace. So I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes so you can do this now. And during this time, you may feel guided to write in your journal. And if that happens, then follow this guidance. Or you may feel guided to continue to receive insights. And if that happens, just follow this guidance. Or you may feel guided to just rest and receive healing and be infused with more light. Trust what feels right for you. be determined from now on to choose to focus on the light, to choose to focus on letting spirit be in charge. As you let spirit be in charge, your mind is freed from all the little things that used to imprison you. And as you stop focusing on all those little things, they'll disappear. But when you used to focus on them, they seemed real to you. And this is your choice. Be willing to choose to see only through your spiritual eyes. So you see the light and the beauty and the love and the miraculous solutions. Be willing to be guided by grace, by spirit, whilst in a physical body. And also trust that the world of spirit is always with you. And whatever problem you experience, you can call on spirit and you will immediately receive guidance and help. All you need to do is to remember to call on spirit to guide you. And the moment you call, the answer is on its way. The answer is on its way. And as you let spirit lead the way, you will be guided to your highest path. You will be guided to freedom and happiness and joy and expansion. So are you ready? Are you ready to place yourself and your life and your future in spirit's hands? So you allow grace to guide you. You allow spirit to be your guide through any difficulty you experience. And if you're ready, then place it. Place yourself, your mind, your life, your future, your plans, your goals. Place it all in the hands of God, in the heart of the goddess. And feel how that allows you to invite grace in. So grace takes over, and then turn to spirit daily. Call on spirit to help you, and you will find that your life starts to be filled with peace and happiness and grace and just magic and mystery as well, because spirit will guide you in the most miraculous ways into that unknown, into that next expansion that is the mystery. Spirit knows the way, so trust this guidance. It's always with you, surrounding you with love, helping you to awaken, also through your body. Your body is a learning device helping you to awaken. Spirit is also helping you to awaken through your relationships, through the events happening in your life. They are all there for you, for your expansion. And expansion happens when you start to see through your spiritual eyes, where you can see the beauty and the light and the sacredness in it all, because that seeing allows the miracle in, allows the healing in, allows the solutions in. And as you do that, as you start to witness this light, you come home more and more to the truth of who you are. You come home to your light, to your divine strength, to your ancient wisdom that lives inside of you, to your compassionate heart. And by you coming home to this truth, you start to help others. You help them find their way back home too. We're all doing this journey together. to the light that we all are. This light is the truth of who you are. This light is the truth of who I am. This light is the truth in everything in this world. And as you let your light shine, you help others remember that they too are this light. This light is our home. And then thank your spirit team, your soul's angel. Let them give you the wisdom, the medicine, the gifts, the messages they have for you as you prepare to journey back. And then as you receive their messages, their gifts for you, you start to journey back down the mountain, coming down, 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 down. Back to the path leading through your sacred landscape. All the way back to the portal in your mystical heart, this beautiful light. Feel yourself journeying through this portal of light now, bringing with you all your insights, all your wisdom, all the medicine, all the gifts with you into your mystical heart, into your body, into the here and now. And take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you fill your whole nervous system, your whole energy field with all this healing, all this light, all this medicine, all this wisdom. Healing you, your body, your energy. Take another deep breath. And as you breathe out now, direct this medicine, this light, these gifts, this wisdom into your life. Into the areas of your life that this medicine is meant for. Just keep giving this light, these gifts, this medicine, this healing, this love into the world. Through your breath, through your intention, through your being. And then take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you can open your eyes. And take a moment now to just write down your learnings and insights and medicine and messages. I will let the music be on for a little while so you can do that. And thank you for doing this journey with me.